奉主耶稣圣名正道。
Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
Relying on the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续唱歌给谁听
？We continue with our series of To whom do we sing?
还记得上一次的那一首歌吗
？Do you still remember the previous song?
那是我们所唱的第八首歌。
We sang the eighth song.
叫做信心之歌。
The song of faith.
而且这个信心之歌不是一般的信心。
And this song of faith is not any ordinary faith.
你如果没有这个信心，你根本唱不出这一首信心之歌。
If you do not have faith, you will not be able to sing this song of faith.
并且，就算你有信心，但你的信心不足。你唱这首歌的时候，你会唱走调，会唱走音的。
Even you have the faith but not sufficient, then you will sing this song out of tune.
纵使你会唱，也会唱走音，唱得不感动，不好听的。
And even if you can sing, you will sing it, that will not motivate others.
还记得为什么吗
？Do you still remember why?
因为这是我们的信仰，我们的生活。进入到一个非常艰苦、非常凄凉的一个地步。
Because our faith would have entered into a very pathetic state.
虽然无花果树不结果。
Although the fig tree does not bear.
可是我们有橄榄树啊。
But we still have the olive tree.
但橄榄树也不效力啊。
But even the olive tree does not bear.
橄榄树不是没问题，我还有葡萄树啊。
Even if we do not have the olive tree, we still have the vineyard.
但葡萄树不发旺啊，不开花呀。
But then the vine does not bear fruit.
没问题啊，有什么问题呢
？But then there is not a problem.
我还有田地啊。
I still have my field.
但是田地也不出粮食呀。
But even the field does not bear.
但有什么问题呢
？Then where is the problem?
我圈中还有牛，还有羊呀。
I still have my cattle and my flock.
你看你多骄傲。
Look at the arrogance.
样样都有。
You have everything.
这个没有了，还有那个；那个没有了，还有这个，很骄傲是吗
？If you do not have this, then you have that.
但是先知说，连棚内的羊、牛羊也没了。
But the prophet said, even the lamb is gone.
人生走到这种地步，生活到这种境地。
And we have come to this state.
要这样没有那样，要那个没有那个。
We want this, but we do not have it.
那不是死路一条吗
？Don't you think it is death?
我们说到走到人生的尽头。
We have come to the end.
这时候你能够唱这首歌吗
？And at that point in time, can you still sing this song? Will you still have the joy?
这就是我们第八首歌所唱出的它的真理，它信仰的价值，信仰的真理。
So this is the truth of the eighth song that we have sung.
没有几个人可以唱出。
Not many can sing this song.
但我们要学会唱。
But we must learn this.
好，今天我们靠着圣灵进入到第九首歌。
Today, relying on the power of the Holy Spirit, we enter into the ninth.
这第首歌，第九首歌叫做《葡萄园之歌》。
The ninth song is Song of the Vineyard.
那是要唱给谁听的呢
？And to whom do we sing this to?
这是一个仆人，一个先知，神的仆人，唱给他的主人，他的主听的。
And this is a song sung by the servant to the master.
当然也是唱给以色列民神的儿女听的。
Of course, it was also sung for the Israelites, the children of God.
那这首葡萄园之歌其实是一首怎么样的歌呢
？What kind of song is this?
我们看看它的内，听听它的歌的内容吧。
Let us see the lyrics of the song.
请看这个以赛亚书第五章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 5.
以赛亚书的第五章。
Isaiah chapter 5.
我们读一节跟二节。
We read verses 1 and 2.
我们先读这一段。
Let us read this passage.
这里。好，我们来读一、三。我要为我所亲爱的唱歌，是我所爱者的歌。论他葡萄园的事，我所亲爱的有葡萄园，在肥美的山岗上。他刨挖园子，捡弃石头，栽种上等的葡萄树。在园中盖了一座楼，又凿出压酒池，指望借好葡萄，反倒借了野葡萄。先看这一段。
So we just look at this passage.
这里说先知啊，他说我先知就是以赛亚。他说他要为他所亲爱的来唱歌。
So this prophet that is Isaiah, he wanted to sing to his beloved.
他所亲爱的就是他的神。 他的主。
His well-beloved refers to God.
那另外有翻译是这样说。
Another version says,
我要为我所爱的唱一首歌。
I want to sing to my beloved, to whom I love.
这首歌是关乎他葡萄园的事。
And this song is regarding the vine.
我所爱的人呢，他有一个葡萄园。
And my the one whom I love has this vineyard.
是建立在肥美的山岗上。
It is on a very fruitful hill.
是以赛亚先知神的仆人为神来唱的这一首歌了。
So this is a song sung by Isaiah, the prophet of God.
那这首葡萄园之歌是一种情歌，一种爱情的歌。
And this song of the vineyard is a song of love to God.
歌的内容我们发现到都是在专讲神怎么的爱我们。
And the content of this song tells us how God loves us.
可是我们却怎样的去背叛神，不接受神的爱。
But we often rebel against God and do not accept His love.
所以这首情歌虽然说是唱给主。唱给主听的，其实原来是唱给我们听的。
So actually, although this song is sung to God, but it is also sung to us.
好，我们在这里看神对我们显明的爱。
Let us see the love of God towards His nation.
这里说神有一个葡萄园，是建立在肥美的山岗上。
Here it tells us that God has a vineyard, and it is on this fruitful hill.
神把我们安置在最美最好的那个山上。
God has placed us in this very good hill.
那么主耶稣讲葡萄园道理的时候
，When Jesus spoke on the teachings of the vineyard,
他说这个葡萄园是天父真神亲自栽种。
He said that this vineyard is personally planted by God.
不是传道，不是长老，只是种的。
It is not planted by the elders or the ministers.
是天父亲自来种的。
It was personally planted by our Lord God.
这就是把我们，他绝对不会把我们种在那个贫瘠的地方，那个烂泥的地方。
And God will not plant us on the bad soil.
所以，我们今天如果不再结果，如果生命不再丰富，你不要再责怪神。
So today, if your life is not fruitful and bountiful, then you cannot blame God.
因为神不是把我们种在一个烂泥的地方，一个很糟糕的环境，不是的。
Because God has not planted us in a very bad soil.
样样都好，营养也好，水分也充足，各种的宝富都有，然后你还是这么烂。
Rather, God has planted us on this fruitful hill where there is nourishment and nutrients.
然后我们怪神，怪那个管理园丁的没有管好，没有照顾好你，怪他们。
So we cannot blame all the gardeners for not taking good care of us.
所以这首歌第一行一开始就说你不要搞错了。
So the first of us here tells us that we must not be mistaken.
你跟我都被神种在肥美的山岗上，是最好的土地来的。
Both you and I are planted on this very fruitful hill.
在神的教会，真耶稣教会里面。
In the garden of God, in the fruitful church.
这里充满着神的生命，神的荣耀。
And there is God's life and glory.
充满神的话，神的真理。
It is filled with the words of God and His truth.
你不要说你不懂神的话，你不要说我没有神的真理。
We can't say that we do not have the words of God and His truth.
所以传道的意思，我们没有理由再多理由来去 complain 神 ，complain 教会。
So there is no excuse that we should complain against the church of God.
你自己在这么好的土地中不结果不开花。你的问题。
If you are in such a fruitful hill, yet you cannot bear fruits, then the problem lies with you.
好，那我们从这首歌也看到神对以色列选民的眷顾。
And from this song, we can also see how God watched and took care of Israelites.
他是怎么样眷顾我们呢？
How did He take care of us?
那从这个第二节开始，我们看到神在葡萄园里面为我们做了五种的工作，五种的动作。
From verse 2, we can see the five things that God has done for us.
好，来我们看他在做什么。
We can now let's see what God has done.
第二节
，verse two.
第一，他在葡萄园里面刨挖园子，看到吗？刨挖那些土地。
The first one is God dug it up and cleared out its soil.
神为什么要刨挖这些土地呢
？Why does God clear this soil?
刨挖的重点是要使地松软。
It is to loosen the soil.
使那个种下去的果树能够容易的生长。
So that the plants that is planted in it can grow.
如果神把我们种在很硬的地或者石头之地，我们要生长很困难、很辛苦。
If we got, if we were to be planted in stony grounds or very hard places, then we cannot. 但是神把土地松软了，刨挖刨挖，让它松软了。But God has already loosened the soil for us.
那是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我们的心就是很硬的田地。
Our heart is a very hard soil ground.
神要改变我们的心，把实心改变成为肉心呢。
God wants to change our heart of stone into a heart of flesh.
这是有圣经根据的。
And there is this biblical.
说明世上的人，包括我们神的儿女，我们的心都很硬的。
And the people of the world that includes us, we have very hard hearts.
我们哈没有道理的人，没有听过道理的人，他不会悔改。
And those who have not heard the truth, they will not repent.
那这有听过道理、明白道理的，他就会悔改吗？
And even those who have heard the truth, will they repent?
我们发现到他的心还是很硬的呀。
We realize that their faith, their hearts can be still very hard.
甚至不悔改，甚至很凶恶、很厌烦这些道理的呀。
And they may not repent, and yet they will still resist the words of God.
但是神说，我要来改变他。
But God said, I will change
them. 我要刨挖他的硬，他的心这么硬，我要刨挖他。
I will clear all the hard stones.
请看以西结书十一章。
Let's see Ezekiel chapter 11.
19-20节。
Verses 19-20.
来，以西结书十一章19-20。
Ezekiel chapter 11, verses 19-20.
一二三，我要使他们有合一的心。也要将心灵放在他们里面，又从他们肉体中除掉实心，赐给他们肉心，使他们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神。看到吗？神要将我们肉体的那个实心，这么硬的心啊，除掉、拿掉。
So can we see from this verse that God wants to take away this stony heart?
这样的实心，这么硬的心，你没有办法接受主的道理，没有办法听主耶稣的道理听进去。
With this stony heart in you, you will never be able to accept the words of God.
所以神要赐给我们个肉心啊，有好肉心是软的。是有生命、有爱的，有情、有感、有泪的。
That is why God wants to give us this heart of flesh that has love and emotion.
那当我们的心变成肉心的时候，我们会怎样呢
？And when our heart has become this heart of flesh,
二十节就使到我们顺从神的话，顺从神的道理，顺从神的诫命，顺从。
Then verse 20 tells us that we will be able to walk in the statutes and keep God's judgment.
顺从就是你接受这个道理的劝勉，接受这道理的责备。
In other words, you will be able to submit to the summons.
你不会再抗拒，不会再反感。
You will no longer resist.
然后呢，你就谨守遵行啊。
Then you will keep all these commands.
这样，你就做我的子民，做神的子民。
In this way, then you shall be my people. That is God's people.
那接下去说，这样我就要做他们的神。
And God will be their God.
不然免谈。
And there is no other way.
你说你要做神的子民，是神的儿女。
If you want to be God's children,
你的心这么硬。
If you still
听到道理不接受不悔改。
And if you do not repent.
那你说我是神的儿女，神说 No, 不是。
But if you stress that you are still God's children,
如果你是我的儿女,
if you are God's children,
你一定会接受顺从我的道理,
then you will obey and submit.
你虽然行不出来，还没有行出来,
although you are not able to do it,
但至少你不会拒绝,
but at least you will not reject.
你会努力的改变，努力的追求,
you will strive to.
可是今天不是努力追求，根本是拒绝这种道理,
you will strive to change yourself.
不是吗?
Isn't that so?
传道骂人，传道骂长老，传道骂执事，传道骂同工，传道骂，全部都是这样来攻击我，说我是骂人，骂他们。
There are accusations that I have been reprimanding ministers.
你不是听到这些道理要接受的吗？你真的是没有来聚会啊？你真的安息日没有榜样，是真的呀、
啊、？Shouldn't we be setting good example?
人家都已经告他来了，已经告到传道的面前了。
It has been brought up to the preachers.
那传道有讲错吗？
Is it wrong?
然后你不悔改吗
？So shouldn't we repent?
所以，因为你的心硬啊，你不接受呀。
Because your heart is already hard.
而且这些人都是在台上奉主的名讲道理的人，他讲人家就要听，人家讲他就绝不听，他不接受。
And those who speak in the name of God, we must accept.
今天我们的讲台是这样讲道理的呀。
Today this is the pulpit.
今天我们听道理是这样听的呀。
And this is how we listen to the word.
你说传道不急，传道不悲伤吗？不紧张吗？
And don't you think I should be very anxious about this?
当好，我们运行不接受神的道理的时候。
But when we do not accept God's word,
神也不承认我们是他的子。你说你在拜神，你说我不承认，
God will
我不认识。
God will not acknowledge us as His children.
所以我们要神，我们来忌讳，好，我来听到，我们要神承认的啊，你真的在敬拜我，我真的是你的子。
So when we come to church for services, we must have God to acknowledge us.
可是人心这么硬，怎么办呢？
But our heart is so hard.
是不是神不理我们呢？
Does it mean that God will not take care of us anymore?
他亲自的来刨挖我们这个硬心啊，刨挖让我们的心硬的心有松软。
He will personally come and loosen our soul.
这个就是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以为什么那些弟兄姐妹听得到你会感动会哭？
And that is exactly why some members, when they hear the words of God,
昨天我看到一个从别的地方来参加聚会的信徒。
Last night I saw a believer from another place.
他没有来过这里聚会。
He has never been to this church.
他说他在有时在网络上听到我在讲道。
He said occasionally he will hear my sermon online.
他说他会哭。
He will weep.
他会从道理上看到他不对不起神。
From the words of God, he can see that how he transgressed against God. He felt that his sins were great.
因为他就是一直贪爱世界。
Because he loved the world.
他没有真正的去爱他的神，他的主。
He has not truly loved his God and his Savior.
他为什么有这样的觉悟，这样的感动，这样的流泪？为什么？
How can he have this kind of awakening?
他听到道理。
Because he heard the
words. 责备的道理。
The words, the sermon that rebuked him, the sermon of repentance.
认罪的道理。
To tell him to forgive.
他觉得我有罪。
Then he felt that he had.
这个时候他的心就是软的。
And at that time his heart.
所以他就可以吸收接纳这种道理，吸收了。
Then he will be able to accept.
圣灵就感动他，让他感动他，感觉到自己有罪。
Then the Holy Spirit touched him to tell him that he has sins.
很多信徒都是这样讲的呀。
Many believers will tell.
可是也不少信徒负责人说，你为什么这样讲道理？我不喜欢你这样讲道理。
But there are also some who are against this.
那你就继续这样硬心吧。
Then they can continue in their hard heart.
神要刨挖原子，刨挖我们的心。
God wants to clear up and dump all this ground. But we do not accept.
那你叫圣灵怎么在你心里做工呢？
How can the Holy Spirit continue to work
in you? 第二，神在葡萄园里面做什么呢？
And what is the second thing that God did in this vineyard?
刚回五章第二节。
Let us turn to Isaiah 5.
这里说神在葡萄园里面剪去石头，在剪石头啊。
Here it tells us that God cleared up these stones.
哇，原来我们的心地啊，我们的心田啊。这个田地有很多石头啊，大大小小的石头都在我们的心里啊。
So this field of ours have a lot of stones.
这些石头啊，阻碍我们生命的成长，灵命的成长。
So these stones have obstructed our growth in our life and faith.
耶稣讲那个为什么会结不出果子的道理。
And Jesus said this parable about this.
因为天国福音有撒在石头前途里的。
And this tree that does not bear fruit.Because it was planted in stony ground.
因为很多石头，它不能够扎根啊，不能够生长。很多石头啊，它的根不能够生下去。
Because of all these stones, the plant is not able to take root.
所以太阳一出来一晒，根不生就死了，就枯干了，信仰就结束了。
So when the sun comes out and shines on the tree, it will wither.
那它的这个问题在哪里？
So where lies the problem?
他的心里，这个田地里面很多石头。
It is because he has many stones in his heart.
所以主耶稣哈，我们的神亲自要给我们剪去石头，把石头拿掉。
And that is why our Lord Jesus has to remove all these stones from our heart.
今天在信仰上，在这个聚会当中听到的时候，很多石头阻挡着你，神的道理进不去。
Today, when we listen to the sermons, there are many stones that is obstructing us from accepting the words of God.
各种石头都有。
There are many types of stones.
所以我们的灵命虽然来聚会，虽然听到，不能够成长。
And that is why, even though we come for service, our spiritual life cannot grow.
这个跟第一个不一样。
This is different from the first one.
第一个是硬心不接受。
The first one is hard and cannot accept.
第二个很多石头是你要接受，你要接触生命，可是石头太多，接不出来。
The second one is you want to bear fruits, but because of the stones, you are not able to.
所以这些石头成了阻挡你灵魂生命成长的原因啊。
So these are the stones that hinder your growth.
你的骄傲是不是一粒石头？
Is your arrogance a stone?
你的贪心是不是一粒石头？
Greed is also a stone.
你种种的情欲，种种的那些不好的品性说谎，种种嫉妒，是不是很多石头？
And all these lies and jealousy are also very stone.
你的懒散，包括你懒惰，你不什么都懒惰，懒惰聚会，懒惰祷告，懒惰看什么都懒惰，不勤劳，不努力，是不是更大的石头？
And your laziness is also a stone.
这些全部都是阻碍我们灵命成长的石头来的，大大小小的石头来的。
All these are big and small stones that hinder our growth.
但神亲自我们捡拾。
But God will clear out all the stones.
我有一次很感动的，主耶稣在行神迹的时候讲的一句话。
And there is once when Jesus spoke this during his ministry.
那个神迹是大神迹。
It was a very great miracle.
就是把一个拉撒路腐烂了的人呢、啊，身体都腐烂发臭了，生虫了那个腐烂的人，叫他复活。
And God raised, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead.
那个是大神迹哦。
That was a very great miracle.
拉撒路的生命是怎样得到，怎样复活的？从腐烂的生命怎样得到复活？
How was Lazarus able to be raised from the dead?
请注意，耶稣还没有行神迹的时候，他讲一句话。
Take note, before Jesus performed this miracle, he said this.
把石头挪开。
Remove the stone.
然后主耶稣才开始奉神的名来叫死。
Then only Jesus told the other people.
这个是很重要的启示，很重要的道理。
This is a very important revelation.
你要我们的腐烂的生命、死亡的生命重新活过来。
If you want our dead bodies to be raised.
你第一个，你要先把石头挪开了。
The first thing that we should do is to remove the stone.
那个是大石头啊，挡住我们的生命，不能够成长，不能够出来，不能够成为一个新的生命。石头挡住了。
All these stones and rocks have hindered us from.
所以耶稣说：“把石头挪开。”
That is why Jesus said, "Remove the stone."
奉主神的名，拉撒路出来，叫拉撒路出来。
And in the name of Jesus, come out.
为什么？
Why?
因为石头那个阻挡拿掉了。
Because he has removed the obstacle.
这个是个重要的真理。
This is a very important truth.
所以你看，神在葡萄园里面做什么？自己看。
So let us see what God did in this vineyard.
捡石头，把石头打去。
He cleared out the stones.
负责人、传道人、牧养教会也应该要不断的替信徒、替教会把石头拿掉。
Church leaders should also continuously remove all the stones.
我们中间有一个教会建了十年会堂，还建不好，十年。
There is this church here that is in the process of rebuilding the temple.
这么多的钱丢了这么大的钱，那间教会差不多1000万的教会，所有马来西亚教会是最贵的教会。
For 10 years,
但是十年都建不起来。
For 10 years, it was never been able to be rebuilt. Why?
为什么？
Why is it?
发现到里面很多石。
And it turns out that there were many stones in the church.
有一个神的仆人去把他石头拿掉，一粒一粒的拿掉。也叫他们把石头丢掉。
And there is this worker of God who removed all the stones.
结果到一半的时候，牧养一半的时候，就看到石头一粒粒的拿开了，阻挡一粒粒的消失，一个个阻挡一件一件的消失。
Halfway through, they were able to see that all the stones have been removed.
直到最后最大的石头也拿掉。
And right until the end, the biggest stone was removed.
就在10年里面，会堂建起来。
That is on the 10th year, the church was completed. And this is a true witnessing.
里面太多石。
There were too many stones there.
好，那第三件事，神在葡萄园里面做什么呢？
What is the third thing that God did in this vineyard?
看第二节。
Verse 2.
这里说，第三个动作，神在葡萄园栽种上等的葡萄。
It tells us that God planted it with the choicest vine.
把土地松软了，把石头拿掉了，就开始种最好最上等的葡萄。
After God has loosened the soil and cleared out all the stones, He planted it with the choicest vine.
如果心很硬
，If our heart is very hard,
那个石头很多
，and there are many stones,
再给最好的种子、最好的道理，你也接受不来，你也得不到的。
Even if you are given the best seed and the best nutrient, you will not be able to accept.
你看我们真耶稣教会，全世界真教会所讲的道理是多上好，多宝贵的道理。
Look at all the sermons in our True Jesus Church. They are all very precious.
还有很多宝贵的见证，圣灵的见证，主耶稣的见证。
There are also many precious testimonies.
这么上好的这种葡萄，上好的生命的道理， 你吸收得到吗？你得到了没有？好像没有。
Are you able?
真的好像没有。
Are you able to absorb all these fruits?
听的好像根本没听过，没听到。
It is as though you have not heard of it.
所以要曾种上上好的葡萄，如果心还是这么硬，石头还是这么多，白费了，白讲了。
So even if God has planted it with the choicest vine, and your heart continues to be so hard, it is still in vain.
我们在真教会里面，在神的葡萄园里面，我们得到的是最好的、上好的葡萄。
In the true Jesus Church, we receive the best of wines.
那主耶稣在马太福音十三章，他说：“天国好像撒种的人，都是撒好种，绝对是上好的，没有不好。”
In Matthew 13, in the parable of the sower, Jesus sowed the best of seeds.
什么是上好的？
What are the good seeds?
因为我们得的是生命。
Because we receive life.
因为我们得的是道路。Because, 我们得的是真理。
Because we receive the way and the life.
因为我们所走的是道路，是得的是道路。
Because we receive this way and the life.
这个生命、真理、道路是我们人身上、信仰上极宝贵、极珍贵的东西。
This way, the truth, and the life is the most precious thing that we have ever received.
没有生命，你还能够做什么？
If without life, what can we do?
没有真理，我们不懂对错，错了 还不知道。
Without the truth, we will never be able to know.
那不知道就一直错下去，一直在得罪神。
And if we do not know, then we continue to sin.
没有道路，我们怎样回家？怎样回天国？
And if there is no way, how can we return to God?
怎样到神的那边去？
How can we go to the Lord?
这些都是要道路的呀。
All this needs the correct way.
这个就是上好的葡萄呀。
So these are the good vines.
是生命，是真理，是道路。
It is the truth, the way, and the life.
就是主耶稣整个人呐。
It is the whole.Body of Jesus.
那这些主耶稣都愿意给我们的。
And all these are willingly given to us by God.
那神在葡萄园又做第四个什么工作呢？
And what else did God do in this vineyard?
这里说神在园中盖了一座楼啊。
It tells us that God built a tower.
那有些翻译直接说神在园中盖了一座守望楼啊。
And maybe some translations say God has built a tower to watch.
这个守望楼是要来看什么的？
It is for the watchman, but what is it for?
守望楼就是要替神、替主人看守这个葡萄园，看好这些葡萄园的。
It is for the watchman to look after the vineyard.
因为有狼来了，有豺狼来了，有危险来了，有各种不好的东西来了，你都不知道，因为没有守望楼啊，你看不到呀。
If there is no watchman's tower, then we will not be able to see it, even if the wolf were to
come. 所以为了要保护我们，要让我们安全平安，要让我们在里面享受，神在园中建一个守望塔，有人在看守。
So in order to protect us, God has built this tower so that the watchman can look after us.
目的是保护这些葡萄的，是保护这些羊群的。
The purpose is to look after the flock.
不然这个守望台要来干什么？
Is to look after the vineyard.
他要数什么？他要望什么？他要看守什么东西、啊、
？What is the watchman doing?
在葡萄园里面最宝贵的就是羊群，他们的生命，他们的灵魂。
And the most important thing in the vineyard is the life of the inhabitants.
不是一直在讲那些神学啊，那些什么解释啊，那什么原文啊，那些要来做什么呢？那些听一听就好了。那些不是要，不是让我们灵魂得救的，不是的。
We can,
你不知道也没关系的。
It doesn't matter even if you do not know all these original versions.
但是我们常常用这些背景、这些神学词语作为骄傲，作为很厉害。我们信徒也傻傻的，哇，很深哦，哇，很深哦。你在做什么呀？
But very often,
你想要的东西到底是什么呀？
Very often we tend to be carried away by all these original versions.
我们来看哦，神用心良苦的建立守望塔。
Let us see that here God built this tower.
请看以西结书三十三章。
Let us turn to Ezekiel chapter 33.
以西结书三十三章。
Ezekiel chapter 33.
我们读七节跟到九节。
We read verses 7 to 9.
希望你以后明白为什么一些忠心的传道人会这样讲道。
So it is hoped that you will be able to understand why.
我不是一直在替自己解释。
I'm not explaining for myself.
明白也好，不明白都对我已经没有关系了。
So it doesn't matter.
因为我只是对神负责。
I'm responsible to God.
也是对传道这个职分来负责。
I'm also responsible.
也是对这个教会，我牧养的教会负责。
I'm responsible.
你喜欢也好，不喜欢，老实讲，我的心已经冷，已经没有，已经麻木了。
So whether you like it or not,
称赞我或者攻击我已经不重要了。
It doesn't matter whether it is
重要。我是不是对神有负责，对教会有负责，对信徒的灵魂有负责？重要是这。
And the more important thing is whether I'm responsible for the faith of the believers.
我相信这种传道应该不少，不是很少，应该是不少。
I believe there are few of these kinds of creatures. This is my
aspiration.
And it is also your hope.
来，我们看七节。
Let's read verse 7.
第三，人子啊，我照样立你做以色列家守望的人，所以你要听我口中的话，替我警戒他们。我对恶人说，恶人啊，你必要死。你以西结若不开口警戒恶人，使他离开所行的道，这恶人必死在罪孽之中，我却要向你讨他丧命的罪。倘若你警戒恶人，转离所行的道，他仍不转离，他必死在罪孽之中，你却救自己脱离了罪。这样明白了为什么一些传道人讲道理要这样讲，明白了吗？
So do you understand why certain preachers will speak harsh sermon?
因为神立我们做以色列家的守望者，我们就是守望你们的灵魂的。
Because God has appointed us to be watchmen over your souls.
我们就是守望做这个神的家了，神的真理的。
We are a watchman for the house of God.
不让里面有豺狼进来，或者有困难真理的事情发生。
So that the wolves or the foxes do not enter.
这些会害死我们的灵命，也会污秽神的殿的。
And all this will harm our souls and defile the temple of God.
那谁要负责这个事情？
So who will be responsible for this?
负责谁来负责啊？
So the preachers will have to be responsible.
你说长子是吗？长子跟我们是不一样的，知道吗？对不起，我之前讲长子跟我们哪里会有一样啊？长子有他的事业，有他赚钱的，有他的生意的，我们有吗？我们有的我们丢掉了，我们放掉了，我们没有这些东西了。
The preachers have already put aside their career.
我们是24小时都奉献给神，他们是要上班要照顾生意的，要飞来飞去的。
The deacons,
请问有一样吗？
The deacons on the other hand, they have their own career.
那个献身的跟没有献身怎么会一样呢？不要乱搞在一起，要清清楚楚，有人把它搞成一样的都不一样。如果这样，我们又何必把世界丢掉呢？反正都一样。
So the preachers
and 我们何必把家庭放掉，把世界丢掉，把钱财丢掉呢？何必呢
？So the preachers and the ministers are different in that the preachers they sacrifice their life.
所以我们的责任是更重的。我们是全职工的。
So the preachers are full time and their responsibility is greater.
就像这个以西结是全职的，奉献给神啊，是全职工人来的，不是半职的。
Just like Ezekiel,
整个生命都在侍奉神的。
Just like Ezekiel, he was a full-time prophet.
这是我立你做，那你就立你做以色列的守望者啊，看住他们啊。
So God has already appointed him as a watchman for the house of Israel.
这是神在葡萄园里面做的第四种工作。
And this is the third thing that God has done to the vineyard. Do you feel it?
第五个工作。
The fifth work.
看回这个。以赛亚书第五章。
We turn back to Isaiah chapter 5.
第二节。
Verse 2.
又在里面哦，葡萄园里面凿出压酒池。
He also made a wine press in it.
哦，原来神特别的、故意的、用心的，在教会里面、葡萄园里面凿出一个压酒的池，一个池要用来压酒的。
So God made this wine press in the church.
因为这是葡萄园。
Because it is a vineyard.
里面有很多的葡萄。
There are many grapes.
那要榨出这些葡萄汁，来做各种的功用。
So in order to squeeze out all the juice for various work.
这些葡萄汁是香醇带甜的葡萄汁，是清纯的葡萄汁。
So all these juice are sweet and pure.
但是这些葡萄哦，种了结出的葡萄，你不压它的甜香甜的葡萄是不会跑出来啊。
So if you do not press the grapes, grapes, then the fragrance will not come out.
你要得到它的纯美的葡萄汁，你要压它，要压制它，压它把汁压出来。
So in order to get the fragrance out of it, you need to press it.
原来要压才会把里面的甜美、醇香、基督的香气散发出来，要压。
So when we are pressed, then we will be able to give forth the sweetness and the fragrance.
那你就明白为什么说耶稣来了要用火、用圣灵、用火来跟我们施洗。
So do you understand why when Jesus comes again, he will use his fire and Holy Spirit to cleanse?
用水给我们施洗，我们知道是赦罪。
We know that all this water to wash away our sins is baptism.
用火跟我们施洗是什么？用火。
But what is,
烧人的,
what is the meaning of using fire to cleanse us?
把我们的杂质熬掉，烧掉，成为金金。
Is to afflict us and to cleanse us of all impurities so that we can become pure.
不然，那些纯美的滋味不会出来的。
Otherwise, the fragrance will not come out.
葡萄的香气也不会出来。
And the fragrance of the grapes will not come forth.
这样你就明白神为什么这样用心良苦要锻炼你，要熬炼。
So do you understand why God has to afflict you?
因为你不愿意发出里面更好的来奉献给神，来荣耀神，你不愿意。Because
you're not willing to give forth the best to God.
你怕痛，怕受伤呀。
You're afraid of pain and injury.
这样就好了啦，这样就好了啦，每次都想这样就很好。
More often you will say that.
但是香气发不出来，纯美的那些葡萄，香醇的葡萄汁也发不出。
But the fragrance is not able to be brought out.
好，我们看第二段。
The second section.
这第一段是神在葡萄园里面所做的工，五种工作。
So the first section we talk about the five things that God did in the vineyard.
那第二段是什么呢？
What is the second?
第二段我们看到神很失望，神的失望。
The second part we see that God was very disappointed.
第二节下半段。
Second verse.
他做了这五种工作，做了这么多的工作。
So having done all this,
神有一个指望，他存着一个盼望。
God has this expectation.
他盼望这个葡萄园的葡萄能结出好葡萄来。
So he expected this vineyard to bring forth good grapes.
他在教会做了这么多的事，这么多的恩典，这么多的祝福，这么多的锻训练，希望结出好葡萄。
So having blessed the church with all these blessings and grace, God hopes that we will give forth good grapes.
这是神的希望，对教会的希望，对你跟我的希望。
This is God's expectation for you and I.
但结果呢？做了这么多事，反倒结出了野葡萄园。
But having this expectation and having done all these things for the vineyard, we brought forth wild grapes.
你跟我都是做父母的人。
You and I are parents.
我们在孩子身上，我们花了多少心机，花了多少精神，花了多少的努力。
We have spent much time and effort in our children.
我看一些父母很辛苦，非常辛苦。
I see that many parents lead a very difficult life.
父亲不断努力去赚钱，希望孩子家庭能够有好的教育、好的生活、好的栽培，这些都要用钱的。
The father would earn a lot, would try to earn a lot of money, would work very hard in order to gain more money.
自己过的生活很简单，非常简单，吃的也很简单。
And their livelihood is very simple. They eat very simple.
对孩子花这么多心机，这么多钱，这为了什么呀？
But they spend a lot of time and effort on their children.
给他去补习，给他去学这个学那个，给他去最好的学校。
They send them for tuition and other classes, and they send them to the best schools.
希望他结出好葡萄。
So in the hope that they can bring forth good grapes.
有些孩子反倒结出了野葡萄出来。
But there are some children who bring forth wild grapes.
关于这点我不需要多解释。
I do not have to elaborate.
因为这正是我们父母正在付出的，正在刻骨铭心的那种痛，那种失望，那种悲伤，我们心里非常清楚。
And these are the pain and disappointment in parents' heart, and we are very clear of it.
当然，我们不是要说他180好到最多那种，不是。
Of course, we do not expect them to be completely perfect.
只要他稍微好一点，稍微 OK 一点，我们也得安慰。
As long as they are better, we will be comforted.
但有些孩子多么让父母伤心，知道。
But there are many children.
不要说好一点，好一点点都没有。
But there are many children who disappointed their parents.
毕业了，拿到文凭了。 一直在家里不做工。
They have graduated.
一直在家里已经几年了。
They have graduated and received their certificates and degrees.
他吃什么？他用什么？吃父母，用父母，住父母。
Yet they do not want to find a job.
父母好像 baby 这样养他，供他，爱他，给他吃，给他住，买东西给他。
And they continue.
已经有文凭了的。
They already have their certificates, but they still continue to.
我们有没有这种孩子？
Do we have this kind of children?
有没有跟传道讲一下？传道来去大大声的责备他。
If there is, please let me know.
你不要行动了，我会很大声骂。
I will reprimand them.
那传道不用了，不用你大声骂了，因为我们额外教会没有这种孩子。
Because Gombak Church, we do not have this kind of children.
其他的教会有。
But there are in other churches.
你看神的心，你看到吗？神的心，花这么多动作，花这么多精神，结果结出野葡萄了。
Do you see the heart of God having done so much for the vineyard, yet we bring forth wrong?
所以我刚才说，昨晚那个信徒，他听到，他感觉到他亏欠神，他对不起主耶稣。
So the youth yesterday heard the sermon and he was touched.
他就还有希望。
So there is still hope.
那这是神对选民的失望，选民让神的心悲痛的原因。
And this is the disappointment that the children of God did.
我们看第三段。
The third section.
神开始控诉选民了，神要控诉。
And God
要控诉我们。
God wanted to do something about it.
我们来读这个三节到四节。
Verses 3 to 4.
神怎么样控诉呢？
What action is God taking?
一、二、三。耶路撒冷的居民和犹大人啊，请你们现今在我与我的葡萄园中断定是非。我为我葡萄园所做之外，还有什么可做的呢？我指望借好葡萄，怎么倒借了野葡萄呢？第五节，我现在告诉你们，我要向葡萄园怎么样行呢？啊，对不对？第五节暂时长，这第三节跟第四节是神对选民的控诉。
And verses 3 to 4 tells us of God's requirements to the Israelites.
神还请大家来评评理。如果你还有道理的，你有是非对错的，请你来评评理。So, 我的选民，我的儿女们，你评评他们的态度，评评他们所做的。
Here, God also invited all these leaders to hear him out.
神说，你还要我做什么呢？
God said, what else do you want me to do?
你还要我给你什么呢？
What else do you want me to give to you?
难道我给的不够吗？
Have I not given you enough?
难道神做的不够吗？在你身上？
Has God done?
所以神说，我还能够做什么呀？
Has God not done enough?
今天连命都可以给我。
Today, God has given us life.
犯了多少的错误，我都原谅，我都忍耐。
And no matter how much sins we have committed, God will forgive us.
我不是一下子就审判，一下子就取走，一下子就取走人的生命，都不是。
God will not judge us immediately.
你还要我怎样呢？
What else do we want God to do?
连将来的天国都预备好了，天将来的荣耀都准备要给你了。
God has already prepared the heavenly kingdom for us.
我还有什么不能够给你？我还有什么还没有给你的？
What else has God not given us?
神的意思说，我不知道现在还要做什么呀。
So God said, He does not know what else.
所以你们来听我讲一讲，你们来评评理吧。
So come and hear me out.
我看到神在这里好像一个父母，一个肉体的父母亲。
So from here, I can see that God is likened unto parents.
对着孩子一直哭，一直控诉，你还有我怎样？
Telling the children, or what else can he do for them?
所以这些孩子哦是很过分，非常过分。
So these children are really too much.
有些还打，不单只骂父母，还打父母。
Some even go to the extent of abusing their parents.
打父母赶出去的也不少呀，不是没有。
And they cast out their, they drive out their parents.
的也有啊，不是没有。
They kick their parents.
你说他们的罪，我们要包容这种罪吗？我们要说原谅他了，我们要爱他了。你不要再这样讲哦！我真的连你我都骂了。
So do we need to accept and
agree? 因为你太过分了。
We shouldn't accept all these behavior.
你的心里没有公义啊，没有对错是非啊。
Because in our hearts there is no truth.
这种孩子要巴两巴掌的，我跟你讲。
And this kind of disobedient children should be reprimanded.
好，那神开始对选民哦做了七种的刑罚，七种。
So God started to do these 7 things.
那我们读五节到六节。
Verses 5 to 6.
每一种刑罚都很严重。
And every action that God did is very serious.
五节，一、二、三。现在我告诉你们，我要向我葡萄园怎样行，我必撤去篱笆，使它被吞灭。拆毁墙沿，使他被践踏，我必使地荒废，不再修理，不再除刨，荆棘蓟藜倒要生长，我也必命云不降雨在其上。好，神说他开始，他要怎么样做呢？
So what is God doing here?
神就做了七种对葡萄园那些借给葡萄的那些葡萄树做了七种刑罚。
So God has taken these seven actions.
第一，拆去篱笆。
First is to remove the hedge.
不再保护它。
No longer protected.
第二
，Secondly,
拆毁墙沿，有一道信仰的墙要围住，也是保护它的。
Break down the wall that is protecting it.
而且这个墙沿呢，是分别墙内跟墙外有这道墙是分别里面外面圣洁不圣洁，这个墙是一种分别，
and so,
分别为圣。
This wall will help us to sanctify ourselves.
神说不用分别了，不用分别都一样。
So God said you don't have to discern anymore.
在他的信仰这边，没有所谓的里面外面已经没有了。
So
他就让他当做外邦人吧，都是外面的吧。
So those who continue to sin will be regarded as.
因为没有这个墙沿，这个墙的。这条线呢已经没有了。
Because there is no more wall and no more boundary.
第三件事。
The third one.
使他荒废。
It will lay in waste.
他的信仰整个都荒废。
And his faith will lie in waste.
他的生命整个都颓废的，他整个人都是颓废的。
So he
废人来的。
His life will continue to deteriorate.
他虽然是穿到漂漂亮亮，还是打扮的好像很高贵，也是穿名牌、穿长袖，颓废的人，荒废的人，没用的人。
So,although outwardly they will still be very sophisticated, yet inward they are useless.
第四件事。
The fourth thing.
不再修理了。
God will not prune it anymore.
他要坏就任凭他坏吧，他要生野草就让他生野草吧。
And if it wants to deteriorate, continue to wither.
我不会阻挡他。
God will not stop
it. 我连骂他都不要。
And God will no longer reprimand.
第五件事。
The fifth one.
不再除袍了。
God will no longer.
他的心要继续一样硬。那就任凭他硬下去吧，他要这样硬就让他去硬吧。
So if they want to be hard-hearted, they can continue to be hard-hearted.
第六件事。
The sixth.
哦，任凭这些荆棘距离生长，在他的生命中生长，在他的信仰中生长。
So
生长的这些都是毒来的，都是有害，都会伤害他的。
So God allow all these briars and thorns to grow around it.
因为荆棘距离是咒诅的地。咒诅的东西才会有的，从咒诅中来的东西。
So briars and thorns can only exist in the places that God has cursed.
一个结局就是咒诅一定会临到你，因为你经济距离在你的生命中不断生长的时候，你活在咒诅里面的了，你逃不掉了。
So when
你都在咒诅里面。
When all these briars and thorns gather around you, then you will be in God's curse.
咒诅除了是死亡，其他的都是痛。悲伤。
So apart from death at the end, the others are all sorrows.
那第七件事。
The seventh thing.
不再降雨在其上。
God will no longer give rain.
你想要悔改呢？
If we want to repent.
想要重新生长。
To grow again.
神说我不降雨了。
God said I will no longer give you rain.
不降雨在你的个人生命上，不降雨给你。
God will no longer give rain on you.
请问你怎样生长？
Then how will you grow?
没有天上来的你，没有天上来的神的恩惠。
If there is no rain from heaven and no grace from God, then how can you grow?
你自己保重。
Then you have to take care of
yourself. 但是神对那些野葡萄做的七种刑罚。
And these are the seven actions that God will take.
每一样是这么的严重的死去。
And every action is very serious.
每一样的绝境就是死亡，肯定死。
And all these actions that God take on you will lead to death.
你怪神吗？
Will you blame God?
我们最后看神的心呢。
Lastly, let us take a look at the heart of God.
他讲了过后，他还是重复对选民的控诉，他还是重复。
In the end, he will still repeat his actions.
那说明他是多么的失望。
And to show us how disappointed God is.
多么的痛。
To show us how pain his heart was.
但还是读第七节。
The seven.
神说了又说。
God repeated himself.
一二三，万军之耶和华的葡萄园是什么？就是以色列家，他所喜爱的树是什么？就是犹大人，他指望的是公平，谁知倒有暴计，指望的是公义。谁知倒有冤声呢？神重复对以色列民的控诉。
God repeated his actions towards the Israelites.
那从神的控诉中，神直接指出什么是葡萄园。
And in this, he repeated what is the vineyard.
原来葡萄园，主耶稣说，神说那就是以色列家， so, 就是我的选民啊，就是犹太人啊。
So this vineyard refers to the house of God, the chosen ones.
所以这首歌其实是唱给谁听？
So who, to whom do is this song given to?
葡萄园之歌是一首神对选民爱的歌。 爱的歌。
So this song of the vineyard is a song of love for the chosen people.
同时也是一首啊对爱情控诉的歌，对选民控诉的歌。
And at the same time, it is also an action of God that he takes against the people.
那歌词的内容呢，简单说就是唱首情歌给谁听。
So,
唱首情歌给谁听？
This song of love is sung to whom?
是唱给选民听的。
It is sung for the people of God.
这首老歌的歌词是这样唱的。
And this song goes like this.
唱首情歌给谁听？不知何处访知音。意思说这首情歌不知道神的心神的作为要向谁来诉说神对他对我们的爱，不懂要向谁来说，向谁来阐明。
So who should God sing to and tell all these problems to?
因为这些以色列人没有一个人真正的是明白神的心，明白神的爱。
Because none of the Israelites truly understood the love of God.
我有深深的恋情，说不完也诉诸不尽。神说他有深深的爱，深深的情，对我们他说不完，他诉不完。
God said that he has a deep love for us that cannot be counted.
我闭上双眼，神啊，神闭上双眼，盼望做有一天心上的人，就是神的儿女，可以回到他的身边了。那歌词是这样唱的。
And God closes his eyes in the hope that the people of God can return to him.
然后这首歌说，我要和他相爱到永远。
And this song continues to say that God will love us all the way to the end.
这个是一首流行歌，老的流行歌，老歌啦，爱情的歌啦。
Although this is a very old sentimental song.
但是我把它改成这个歌是神啊，把这个我是神呢、啊，那就是在唱这首这个葡萄园的歌就是这样。
So in a way, we can use this song to describe this chapter.
神有多少的情，多少的爱，没有要诉说给谁听。
God has all this love and affection for us.
他每天都盼望做神的儿女可以回到他身边，他每天都盼望。
Every day he hopes that his children will return to him.
如果他们回来了，我要和他，神要和我们相爱到永远，不是吗？
If they return to God, then God will love them forever.
兄弟啊，你听见了没有？
So brethren, have you heard it?
神对我们的爱情。
God's love for us.
叫先知以赛亚唱首情歌给你听，给我听。
Through the prophet Isaiah, this song is sung for us.
那你是否真的有用心听吗？
And have you heard of it? Have you listened to it?
唱歌给谁听？
This song is sung for us.
还是传道自弹自唱，自己唱自己听，没有人要听？
Or is the preacher singing this song for himself?
来唱诗。
Let us sing the next hymn.